Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie. Hey, Rashida, happy July. Any plans this week?
Yeah, this is just a huge week for my little lake community neighborhood that I live in. So we're going to be partying for the next several days. That's what's going on here. How about you?
Yeah, that's awesome. We don't have any plans. And what I mean by we is me. I'm the one who makes all the plans. And I've just kind of been like, my town has this really big fireworks display. Mm-hmm. And you have the kids running all around. So I think we'll probably do that. But I think we're going to keep it low key this week for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, 4th of July is not low key in my neighborhood. It is high key. It is all the keys. It is a 6-day celebration. And it's really fun because they've been doing it for decades and it's inclusive. There's so much to do. The actual day of, like that night, they have one of the nicest firework displays I've ever seen. I've never been like super into that sort of thing. Like to me, driving and parking and like, I don't know, doing all the things is always kind of anticlimactic, but it's very different here. Like we can either just sit on our back deck and watch it, or we can boat out into the water, which is what like most people decide to do. And it's very, very special. And, you know, 4th of July for me is not like, I don't know, I don't get tears in my eyes thinking about it or anything like that. although I did do an eagle themed yoga class this past Sunday. Ooh, and we talked about what liberation means, you know, from a yogic context. So, you know, the overarching themes I can get down with, but the like overwrought patriotism is not really my thing.
I'd say ditto. Not that I'm not appreciative for being here and the land that I live on and, you know, some of the society that we have now. We still have a lot of ways to go, but I agree with you. I think looking at the overarching themes and kind of just applying it to your life, it's like the best you can do if you don't find yourself super like patriotic. So
yeah,
but I'm appreciative of all the things that we have, and it's nice here. Like, you know, we live on 32 acres, so I could be super low key here, and drive out if need be. And I just think this year, it feels good to just kind of like hang back a bit.
Yeah. You know, something I find really inspiring, is the collaborative process and seeing the product of many, many people coming together for a common goal and like it going really well. Right. And that's something that 4th of July is here in this neighborhood. Like there are so many people who put their work and heart and soul into it and, lend their skills or business or whatever it is to make this like a really fun few days. And, that's something I think is just so cool. I also love like, I love like behind the scenes movie stuff or TV show stuff too. Like I have been putting it off, but I finally have been catching up on House of the Dragon, which is like the Game of Thrones offshoot show. It's a prequel. And I didn't watch it for a while because although I loved Game of Thrones, like after Gemma was born and the pandemic and stuff, I just couldn't really watch anything with violence in it. But I was like, you know, I'm going to give it a try because I know the story is going to be really good and it'll feel good to kind of immerse in some kind of story right now. And they have like the behind the scenes stuff and they have these teams of like thousands of people putting these episodes together and building these like amazing sets and costumes. And to me, like, it's really inspiring and cool to think about that many people working to make a piece of art. right?
Which like is what it is.
Yeah. And to do it well, you know, like that's just, it seems almost impossible. And maybe to like, maybe to bring it back to the patriotism aspect, like I do wish as a society, we could come to an agreement on our shared ethics and goals, because I know when people do come to an agreement on that and there's good leadership, that amazing things can happen. And a lot of amazing things have happened, right? But right now we all seem so divided that it seems hopeless in a lot of ways. And when we know that there are, you know, folks who are getting left behind, and looking back on the history of our country and seeing who's been killed or stomped on or pushed back so that others can rise, like it can feel really disheartening. But also I know on the other side of it is this like potential, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, when you like, as you were talking about that, just like definitely talking about like the injustices that have happened throughout history, I, for one, and deep down in my heart, do not believe that that is like an everybody thing. I know some of these movements do come about from people genuinely wanting change and not having ulterior motives. But just with human nature, things are so tricky that it's kind of hard for people to sometimes step outside of themselves and really get behind something without wanting something like out of it, if that makes sense. So I agree with you. And coming back to Game of Thrones, or even like I've been on a Bridgerton kick, just all the work that goes behind it to just make things so beautiful and sometimes effortless, and to like feel these feelings and these scenes that evoke these emotions from us. It takes so many people to bring this to the surface and to bring this out, that that's such a great analogy to look at, you know, as far as when we think about our country and our society. Like it's going to take a lot of us to do a lot of different jobs for this like main purpose. And knowing what that is, knowing what the goal is, knowing what the ethics are, knowing what we truly want is how we can get there. But we just kind of have to get out of our own way, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And that's what makes, you know, this idea of Dharma so important too. Like bringing it back to the show, you know, there might be one person who their sole job for that show is to make one suit of armor, or to make like part of the suit of armor. And it takes months to do.
Right.
You know, but it's necessary for the full picture. And just because they're doing that and not acting on the screen or doing the CG or, you know, whatever it might be, doesn't mean that their job isn't important. It's just they're doing what they're very good at. So this is funny. Before we recorded, you're like, let's keep this easy breezy. And I'm like, let's talk about injustice.
No, I love this. I love this so much. I mean, but this is what it's, I mean, honestly, Lauren, this is what it's about, to be quite honest. You were so true when it comes back to Dharma and just like really remembering, like it really does. Not everyone has to be the actor, the actress, you know, those are the people that get to be in the spotlight. And those are people that you see, that we all see, you know, perform this big thing, but it takes so many of us. And you know, there's something beautiful about that, because some people may have anxiety to be, think that they have to be the ones performing, and you don't have to be that way. Yeah. You know, you can have as big or a little impact as you want on this world. And the amazing part about it is you get to choose. You get to choose and tap into like what that really means for you.
For sure.
Wow. With that, let's go into our July Oracle. Let's see what the energies have for us. What deck are you using today, Lauren?
I went back to my old favorite, which is the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards from Doreen Virtue. So
okay, and I went back to an old favorite too with the Rebecca Campbell Work Your Life deck. I haven't pulled this one in a little bit, so a little nostalgia going on. Okay, before we get into this, the word nostalgia. Have you seen Inside Out yet, too, the second one?
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh my God. Okay. Can I just give a little spoiler?
Yeah.
So there's a scene, well, a couple scenes where the new emotions come in because she's like hitting puberty, and one of them comes in like nostalgia but and there all the other emotions are like, go back, nostalgia, it's not time yet. And she's coming out, she's like a little lady, like, remember when? And it's so like cute. The cutest thing. And it's so funny because Mace will be like, mommy, remember when we did blah blah blah? And I was like, yeah, yesterday. Yeah, of course I remember that. But it's so cute. It's such a cute movie. So this is my little plug. Go see Inside Out 2. It was really, really cute.
Yeah, I do want to see that. I'm waiting for like a rainy day, and it needs to be a fairly empty theater because I don't know how well it's going to hold Gemma's attention.
Well, Macy just went to her first like movie theater experience. That was her first movie theater experience. We've done like drive-ins and stuff where she can get up and move around and all the things, but this is the first time she was in a theater. She did talk a little bit. I mean, we had friends with us, but it wasn't bad. It was pretty empty. And it was really cute. It was such a cute movie. So
we saw,
I think Gemma will like it too.
The last movie we saw was If, and it was thankfully a fully empty theater. It was literally only me, her, and Arthur in it because she was running around for a lot of the time. But it didn't matter. That movie was so good.
If. I don't think I saw that movie.
It's about like imaginary friends.
Is it like animated or it's, like real life?
Partially. It's real life with animated characters in it. And this little girl is kind of tasked with matching up imaginary friends with kids. But it goes a lot deeper than that. The movie is by John Krasinski, who was Jim on The Office. He did like A Quiet Place, but I think this is his first kids movie. But Arthur and I are both crying. Really good. Yeah.
Added to the list.
Yeah. Nostalgia is what made me think of that. But like a lot of it is about like reconnecting adults with their inner child. That's like what it ends up being. More about.
So needed these days.
Yeah.
Totally. I love that. Well, besties, you have two movies to go check out now.
And then House of the Dragon, which is totally, and Bridgerton. So, okay, Rashida.
Four things. You got four things. There's your homework for July.
Do you want to be number one or number two?
Let me feel into that. Two keeps coming up, so I'll be number two.
Okay. I'll be number one. So besties, you can let your little heart choose number one or number two, or you can do both. And I haven't pulled a card probably since last time we did this, like just in general. So I'm kind of not nervous, but I'm like, what's going to come up? And I try not to overthink it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, how do I do this again?
Oh, that's funny. So I have Sedna, which is infinite supply. And it says you are supplied for today and all of your tomorrows. And she's like a water goddess. Her hair is watery. There are whales swimming in the background. And there are little, what look like daisies growing. It's very serene, very lunar. And I'm going to find the reading from the book. This is an abundant universe filled with more than enough for everyone. Yet the energy format of this planet is all about polarities. In this instance, it's about giving and receiving. The key is to balance the two. If you only give, you'll feel drained, resentful, and experience lack. If you only receive, you won't enjoy what you have. Balance comes from fearlessly giving as you're guided and then receiving with joy and gratitude. It's exactly like breathing. Both the inhale and the exhale are identically important. Practice giving and receiving daily, and you'll never want for anything. And the meanings of the card are don't worry about the future. Know that you'll always have enough to eat. Your needs will always be provided for. Spend time at the ocean. Swim with the dolphins. Move to a beach or island community. It's a lot of different options. Go swimming, sailing, or surfing. Give time or money to a cause that protects the ocean. She's an Inuit Eskimo, an Alaskan goddess of the sea. Okay, so a couple things. One, it's July. In a lot of places here, it is hot, hot, hot. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed for me that pitta energy can be really draining in a lot of ways. It might bring up feelings of anger, of frustration, even just like a normal everyday situations that shouldn't be too frustrating. And that for me, the remedy is generally cooling off and swimming. It makes me feel about 100 times better. But this also brought up a great discussion I had with my yoga teacher trainees this weekend. We're kind of taking stock of what we have in abundance and what we're lacking. And the discussion led to, and it's about non-stealing, which you can also say is like generosity, kind of on the flip side. And it brought up these feelings within multiple students of being givers. You know, they're all drawn to serving in some way, and that they have a really hard time receiving. They deflect it. They go out of their way to give. And it doesn't lead to joy. It's like they're giving away their joy for others and there's none left for them. So maybe this, you know, to bring it back to water is an invitation to make sure you fill your own cup and then let that spill over and to take moments to cool off.
Well, that is totally needed for July for sure. I really love what you were saying about that in the conversation that you were having with your yoga teacher trainees, really around the giving and the receiving. And especially as femmes too, we are taught to give. We're taught to give a lot. And I think coming back to looking at where that place is that we are giving from, as your reference, like our cup, is that, you know, where is our cup and how are we giving? Are we giving from an empty cup? Are we giving from an extremely low cup? Because I think that is the correlation with joy. And then it is hard to kind of receive, right? It gives sometimes this feeling of like selfishness or like ickiness. And I don't know where that comes in really. It comes in from a place in our childhood where we're taught that it's selfish to want. It's selfish to receive, and giving is so much better. But it's not. And that is how the world works, right? It's a give and take. And just like when you think about our bodily functions, we do have to like put in, and there does need to be an output. It's how things work. It's set up like that to keep that balance. And so when it comes to our happiness or our joy, I think that's a really great thing to look at this July, because we're super busy and we're doing all the things, and it is hot. And when we look at our tempers too, like let's see, you know, where our tempers might be a little short at, especially as the heat does bring that up. You're absolutely correct, Lauren. And I don't know, check in in that way and see what might be quote unquote like out of balance. Where are we inputting too much, and maybe where is too much, you know, outputting? I really love looking at that this month.
Yeah, I had a little bit of an aha while you're talking, which is, you know, if there was a belief in the infinite supply, then there would be a belief that there's enough for everybody. And so why would you need to like give it all away and feel like there's not enough for you? You know, so I wonder if that comes from this like scarcity.
Oh, for sure. Because there's not a belief that there's an infinite supply. Matter of fact, we are taught we have to look out for ourselves and hold on to it.
Yeah.
Point in fact, with the pandemic and toilet paper, I mean, come on. But
another student brought up too, like if you are not able to receive, you're depriving other people of the joy of giving.
I love that. And it's so true.
So are you hoarding that all for yourself?
Yeah. And I think it's like, it's where that balance piece comes in, right? And even becoming aware of that. I have a friend who she doesn't like, I don't want to say she doesn't like receiving, but the act of receiving is kind of uncomfortable for her. And I, you know, give her my 2 cents all the time because she deserves it and she's worthy of it. But it's like becoming aware of like what is making me uncomfortable, working through that. Because sometimes it's not as simple as, you know, giving and receiving, or allowing someone to give to you and receiving that. Like, there are some deep blocks that are there that may prevent you from feeling comfortable enough to, you know, receive, and like really take a moment to look at that, sitting with that, like asking the questions, why is this so uncomfortable for me? Why is this hard? And then kind of like just dig deeper. And that's a little shadow work, you know, stuff, but it's sometimes it's not, if you find that it's not easy to just receive, like that's an area to work into and to work on. Right. Great card, Lauren. Let's mm-hmm. see here. It's my turn. Again, I'm working from the Work Your Light deck with Rebecca Campbell. Interesting. Two is coming up yet again for me. Okay, so Pallades is the card that I picked. Here's the card. It's really cool. You have some women on here, it looks like. Very ethereal looking. Double mission, channeling and uplifting humanity. I want to kind of see what the book says before I kind of go into that myself. And you can always do it vice versa. When we pull cards, you can also just like kind of look into it and tap into what it's saying. But since this is for the collective, let's see what Rebecca Campbell has to say about it. The Palladians are a group of star beings dedicated to raising the vibration of the planet and sharing new consciousness through creations and technology. They have been incarnating on Earth since near the beginning of humanity. You are a soul who has a double mission, to grow at a soul level and to raise the vibration of the planet. If you have been called to write, speak, or channel, this is your sign to keep doing it. Your work is divinely guided. Of all the souls, Palladians are the chattiest, and so perhaps you have already started channeling some of this work into the third dimension. Thank you for doing your part and the great plan. Your presence and unique light is needed. I think for me, the biggest thing that comes to me from this particular card and what the book was stating is like our double mission, right? So not only are we here to figure it out, like what it is we're meant to do. But a part of that is like the uplifting of humanity, and just like kind of what we were talking about with the giving and the taking, Lauren, you know, keeping that in mind, like what I'm doing, is that, hindering or hurting society? Is that being selfish or not? Let me just sit with this for a moment. Really, just like the word double mission too is coming through. Like, it's not just a thing that I'm doing, it's and also. So when we think about how busy we are this July and, you know, everything that we have going on, are we focusing on just one thing, or are we forgetting like what it is, what else we are supposed to be bringing to the plate? So for those who chose to, this message is really for you, like knowing that you have more than just the one thing you're supposed to be bringing and doing for not only yourself, but for humanity. Yeah, I'm not getting too much out of this, which is interesting. But for me, it's like that double mission. Like what are you doing? And also, are you keeping the eye on the prize for the next thing too, or the other thing, your other mission too? How about you, Lauren?
For me, what's coming up is just being present and being present while you're serving, while you're living your life, and knowing that it's a small piece of a bigger puzzle.
Again, back to what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, totally what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
That like, sure. You know, for me personally right now, like there are a few things that are calling my attention every day. Parenting, being outside, spending time with my family, my yoga students in yoga studio, this podcast. They might not feel like they're making a huge impact in the world, but that doesn't mean that they aren't fulfilling some sort of important piece to the world that we want to see. Right? And I found that by following my ethics, my heart, my talents, and being brave enough to step up to that.
I like that a lot. Thank you for bringing that together. It makes so sense. And I definitely feel that with this card as well.
And you don't have to be like, believe you're a star seed to believe that the small things that you're doing are important, and to know that your voice is worth it, is worth something. Your energy is worth something. You're uniquely you for a reason.
I love that.
Yeah. Well,
I feel complete, July. Friend.
I do. That's July.
Amazing. Well, again, besties, thank you so much for being here. You have homework outside of the Oracle readings. It's also the shows that we talked about. Going back to it, I really did. I did a whole binge on Bridgerton. Oh, I don't know what it was. Dana was like, I think you've been watching too much. Your voice is changing. You are not a part of the ton, so stop that. I was like, a girl can believe, right? But Lauren, thank you so much for being here and sharing your wisdom. I love doing this with you, friend.
Yes, love you, friends. Love you, besties. We'll chat soon.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.